transformation made in one night. Anything is possible. One minute you are a citizen, and within hours you can be named the enemy. Fate can change overnight.
Her inventions revealed historical monuments. A primitivity meant to be archived, appearing like linguistic ghosts.
He collected the data, assembled together in some kind of manner.
They restored the data, not the original.
But the copy, the trace of what cannot be said.
She was asked to imagine the city. The city before.
Pre-narrative. In the beginning.
She was asked to remember, to recall the data back to her. She saw the city, transformation made in one night. Do you have it in you to remember the facts?
And I remember watching her. It was as if everything had slowed down. The tempo. It made everything seem so clear. I watched the pulse of heart along the side of her neck. I watched it closely.
And so you saw her. Upon our last visit, you gave me a time. Around 5 p.m.?
Time isn't really necessary, is it? What does that prove? I just remember the flock of crows flying home to roost. A line of black crows cutting across the sky.
I want the truth, Mrs. Takasaki. Precision in details is key.
If I said it was 5 p.m., then it was.
Carry on. Can you describe what you saw?
Her neck had thick folds. An aged face, the deepest wrinkles. Her skin was soft and fuzzy.
So you're telling me that you touched her skin, Mrs. Takasaki?
I told her that it would be okay, and that if she kept on sleeping, it would be all right. I watched the pulse on the side of her neck. Her face was flushed. She was still breathing. There was a scar on her forehead, and blood. For a moment, she regained consciousness as she lay on my knee. She looked up at me and asked a question.
She spoke to you.
She pointed without words to her coat pocket, her right pocket. I remember because it was where my mother used to let me stick my hand when we go for walks along the beach. It would be cold, and I would place my small hand into her pocket for warmth. I covered her body with my coat, and I waited. I waited, and time stopped.
Tell me about this paper. Was there legible writing?
Nothing.
I beg your pardon. I'm afraid to say that you're lying. They told me to review your testimony again, Mrs. Takasaki. The details within your testimony of the scene of the crime do not add up. I've seen you over the last 3 weeks, and each time your account of what you saw changes. You miss details here, you're unsure of specifics, the time, the way she looked.
Are you accusing me of being a liar?
The police reports are in, and there are other forms of evidence that prove that what you have been saying for the past few weeks is in fact a series of lies. The autopsy is in, and there are some questions I need to ask you again.
Detective, you're just obsessing over the mere accumulation of...
There are big holes, gaps in what you're trying to tell me. The measurements of swelling and the amount of fluid in her lungs points to the fact that she wasn't in the water for long.
I am not making this up. I was certain what I saw was the truth. I am not a liar.
You found the woman face up, sideways. Drownings are usually face down. And if it was a drowning, there is usually a fine white froth at the airways. Her chloride level is lower in the left heart in contrast with the right. This is indicative that she drowned in fresh water. She was placed where you found her in the New Brighton shoreline after she was assaulted. She didn't drown there. You see, there was a sign of suffocation and struggle. She was presumed dead. She could not have moved, nor would have woken.
But I found her in the Burrard Inlet. That's salt water.
There's a small indication of this, but the chloride levels are low, meaning she was not in salt water for long, or she drowned or was murdered elsewhere, and her body was dumped there. Does this make any sense to you, Mrs. Takasaki?
All I could see was her body floating.
All you could see? What do you mean, all you could see? But you rescued her. That's why you're here, Mrs. Takasaki. You rescued her. And did you see anyone else on the beach? Does this man look familiar to you? He claims to have seen something. He remembers a woman filming the sea.
She was killed because of the pool. They didn't want her to go into the pool.
I told you that New Brighton Pool was closed during this time. You keep making reference to the pool. You're not making any sense.
We were banned from the pool.
I think you need to go home for now. Your testimony makes absolutely no sense. It reads as an account of a completely different case. Mrs. Takasaki, the case is left open until we pin down your testimony to the T with accuracy. I'm here to help, not to make this situation more difficult for you.
I refuse to leave until we sort this out. I can't seem to shake off the feeling that day has become longer than necessary. Detective, I lie awake and I see her face. I see the scene over and over again, and then I fall. I can feel the fall into slumber, and I see her face, and I try to wake up to listen to what it is she is saying, and she is saying something, Detective. It's barely audible, and I cannot move because I'm tired, Detective. And then she fades away. Detective, the riddle.
What?
The paper, folded into two, it was what was on the paper, a riddle. You heard me before, yet you hear me again. Then I die till you call me again.
A ghost?
An echo.
Let's stay on track. You keep straying, avoiding the subject.
But I wasn't alone.
What?
There was a young boy there. I saw him. Yes, I'm quite certain of what I saw.
But how can you be so sure? It was dark out. You said it was nighttime.
There was a small child. I remember, because I saw his eyes. And he was waiting at the shoreline. I remember because he looked up at me while I was filming the sea.
How does one know if you are telling the truth, Mrs. Takasaki? Are you protecting yourself from some evidence that points to...
Do you think I'm making this up? You keep insisting that I tell you the same story over and over again.
You're a tourist of your own memories, Mrs. Takasaki.
These were never my memories. These were hers.
But you speak as if they are owned by you.
They are not mine.
Mrs. Takasaki... You are haunted by something that is no longer here anymore, something that is not in this reality. You're stuck somewhere else. We need to stay on track, Mrs. Takasaki.
I don't remember a thing, Detective.
Mrs. Takasaki, you've been engulfed by this murder. You've been fooled and framed. Framed into believing that you are responsible. Responsible for carrying a burden, and that burden is of truth. You've been left alone to reaccount for this crime. A task that is impossible. Now let's begin again, Mrs. Takasaki. Tell me everything you know about the pool.
The entrance to Happy Land.
I beg your pardon.
That's where the boy stood. He stood there by the barbed wire fence to Happy Land. You could get a day pass and leave, you know?
Listen, we don't have a lot of time. In fact, this is going to be our last session, and another detective is taking over this case. I refuse to work with someone who isn't helping the situation. And I think you're telling lies, things that are not making any sense at all. I refuse to believe that you're telling me the truth.
How can I explain to you what you can't see? A picture that I see only in my memory. And what will become of these words anyways? I feel I don't need to tell you what it is she said to me.
Is that what's really important? What she told you? I just want the details. I need to know about the boy at the entranceway to Happy Land. He was with you when you found the body.
I asked him once about her. He told me they were friends for a long time. The young boy, Musqueam. He could tell me the truth about her. Her family moved away to Skeena River. She met her husband there, a fisherman, an immigrant from Japan. She was afraid of the pool detective. Her imagination raced ahead of her. On the radio, rumors were tossed around of what would become of them, taken to Saskatchewan and killed. Other families called each other based on the circling gossip. It's frightening when your destiny is unknown.
Is this what the woman told you before she died? Was this her last utterance?
How do you preserve one's last words, Detective? And which words do you choose to be the finite? The end. It's what I will see on the Ferris wheel for the rest of my life, Detective. When I get to the top, I, like I have always been, will be afraid to fall, so I remain perfectly still. I will not even want to rock the chair. And then it will happen, like it does time and time again. It's funny what you remember at the oddest moments. Ghosts. The whole landscape that I see before me will open up. A place I have never heard of. Hordes of dusty pickup trucks and men in suits and fedoras gathering at one spot. The handing over of possessions. The smell of manure and lime chloride. They clean the barns with lime chloride.
We're almost out of time, Mrs. Takasaki. But what you tell me, is it a fable? Is this a dream that you have? A civilized human being is not capable of imagining such horrible catastrophes. What possesses you to see these scenes, Mrs. Takasaki? And why do you feel so attached to this dream so insistently? Is this not something in the past? Is it really of importance to this particular case? Is it important now? There's not much time left.
Detective, without you, I cannot finish this testimony. You have to be on the receiving end of this story. She was afraid that she was going to die. So I held her here, in my lap, and told her to just close her eyes. I would tell her a story. The boy took forever to come back. Hours passed, but he promised he'd return. Detective, this testimony cannot be measured by time. You've asked the impossible task. It cannot be finished. You want me to recall the facts like mere objects.
He never came back to the scene of the crime, did he?
She told me about the pool, Detective. What a better story to tell. Told me about the hunger strike for soft rice, coffee, and slices of bread. Told me about a city improvised overnight. That within the morning, the city we grew to believe in had the ability to transform into a new city. A hospital, sleeping quarters, sanitation, stores, the post office, recreation, and a mess hall. Improvised over one night.
There isn't any time left, Mrs. Takasaki. Your time is up. Can you remember what you saw?
Why are you asking me to return to a city that is ruined?
This is a case we're talking about. It shouldn't take this long, Mrs. Takasaki. We can really wrap this up today, but you keep straying from the case at hand.
She used to see him near the gate. The boy, that is, and, well, every other happy child out there. Through the barbed wire. They were kept like animals in a barn. Imagine a city like that, Detective. Imagine rows and rows of straw beds. Imagine you and your family, a body's width away from the next set of children lying awake in bed. Babies crying, and mothers shocked and speechless lying face down on their beds. Imagine, Detective. The young man, the one at the barbed wire, was 20 when she arrived at the pool.
Why have you returned to the past, Mrs. Takasaki? The story doesn't begin there.
Yes, it does, Detective. The young boy said he'd return. He'd come back to see her every night. He told her that maybe one day when this was all over, that he would watch the horses with her at the racetracks.
But he never returned to the scene of the crime.
She measured the passage of time through his arrival at the fence. Time went by so fast. Detective, she went to the fence one day and she waited. She waited until it was nighttime.
Did she kill herself?
Detective, you don't get it, do you? You cannot see what I can see. It is impossible for me to ask you to understand.
Can we ever get back to the root of all this? I've lost track. Can we start from the beginning? Mrs. Takasaki, is there a beginning to this? Does this begin as simply as you have said before? It was on your way through your morning walk, the body on the shoreline, floating. You saw a man rescue the body, and then you joined him. He goes and gets help, and you waited. Can we say that was the end?
She raced back because they had a curfew. But every day she would go back to the gate, and he never showed up. And then one night it became all clear to her. He was never coming back. And then she opened her eyes, Detective, for the first time. She realized where she was, and then she saw the women's faces. She was dropped off at the pool. She could see mothers losing children to dysentery, boys growing into gambling, drunk old men. She aged 30 years during that time. The pain of death was intense, magnified, and it made her go blind with sadness. She lost sight of everything and gave up hope.
So you're saying that she committed suicide? Mrs. Takasaki, these are assumptions. I want the facts. I don't have time to hear what you think happened. Let's go back to the beginning. Start from the morning you found her body in the shoreline of New Brighton Park.
You don't believe me, Detective, because you don't see. You can't expect me to make sense of what I saw.
What you saw? It's not convincing. There are holes and gaps in this testimony. Something needs to be told and will be told. Lies from an unreliable source. How is anybody to engage with anything you are saying? How does anyone make sense of what you saw?
True to me. Detective, how does one measure and make sense of truth?
Then go on.